the Queen. So apparently she's got a Samsung.
Good taste, Queenie. That's what I've got. One of hers is the flip one that opens up to the big screen like mine.
Yeah, you got the two-screener.
Yeah.
That's pretty fancy.
Yeah.
You don't muck about, do you?
No.
I suppose it goes with your hair and your nails.
I was waiting for it, yeah.
I mean, if you've got to get all that did, you may as well get the latest in phones. Yeah, that's a two, just like a Windows. It just opens up like a double banger.
Do you think the Queen's got the open-up flippy one?
I'd imagine she'd have a good one.
Yeah. I don't think it's the, you know, $50 Woolworths Coles one or something like that.
Apparently it's loaded up with anti-hacker encryption from M16 as well.
M16, not M5. Okay, good.
M5's a motorway, definitely is. I don't know, it could be a spy agency from some country.
Smaller country.
Yeah, I wonder what the M... I should look up that, actually, what the M16 stands for. That's a good little tidbit.
There you go.
Might find that on a show coming up later on in the year. A little tease towards the show later on. Just teasing into teasers. So... she accepts two phone calls, apparently, on her Samsung.
You'd think it'd have to be Charles. He's next in line for the throne. See, that I would have put money on that.
No. Idiot.
Okay.
What a dumb
and I would have said Philip if he was still around, of course, but rest in peace. Yep. No?
Definitely not Andrew.
No, definitely. Because if that rang, she'd go, oh, no, what's he done now?
Everyone in the world is screening Andrew's calls because he's a massive grub.
Yes.
Okay, so two people. One is her daughter, Princess Anne.
Okay. Wonder why she gets presents over Prince Charles.
I don't know. Maybe Charles just rabbits on.
Yeah, it seems like.
The Queen's like, I got no time for this. I got Queen stuff to do. The other person, this is a surprising one, is her racing manager, John Warren. Don't know a lot about him, but he holds a prestigious position of bloodstock and racing advisor to the Queen, who herself has been involved in horses for over 70 years.
Wow, she's getting the latest, the hot tips.
Well, she's got a lot of horses herself, and I believe she has quite good ones. I think it was her first trip to Royal Ascot at 18 years of age, and she's been, or 19 years of age. So I said the British magazine said she attended the Royal Ascot in 1945 when she was just 19 years old. Oh, that was her first time. So I'm assuming it's more he keeps up to date with how the horses are going, maybe if they're going to race and all that sort of stuff. But it would be nice to think that the Queenie's sitting around the palace, Buckingham, whichever one she hangs at, I don't know, and she just, after a bit of late mail, she wants to know the good order from the track.
Yes.
So she can get onto account last second.
$10 on the snot.
Put a 50 on it.